I was lucky we caught.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli ground troops for the first time today pushing further into areas of central Gaza City where several aid groups are based. It comes after more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the latest attempt trying to reach aid sites. Israel also carried out strikes hitting Gaza's only Catholic church last week, along with strikes on Syria's capital. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump was surprised by both.
He was caught off guard by the bombing in Syria and also the bombing of a Catholic church in Gaza, which, as you know, I addressed at my briefing last week. And in both accounts, the president quickly called the prime minister to rectify those situations.
The White House still pushing for a ceasefire deal. A Canadian father pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of his 9-year-old daughter. Police in upstate New York say Luciano Fratolin and his daughter Melina were driving from New York City to Montreal when they stopped in the Lake George area, and he called police faking her kidnapping. Authorities found her body in a shallow grave. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News. In California, the younger brother of the late NFL star and former U.S. Army Ranger, Pat Tillman, has been arrested in San Jose. Police accusing him of driving his car into a post office.
A motive is unknown for why 44-year-old Richard Tillman allegedly drove his car into a post office at around 3 a.m. on Sunday. That post office then caught fire. Investigators are looking into reports he live-streamed driving into it and may have spray-painted words on the outside. Postal Inspector Matthew Norfleet.
Postal inspectors are investigating as an intentional act. It will, of course, be determined in a court of law whether or not it was, but it does not look like an accident so far.
Tillman has been arrested for arson. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jeep's parent company, Stellantis, says it will lose $2.7 billion in part due to tariffs imposed by President Trump. Sales in North America for Jeep plummeting by 25% in the second quarter. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July starts Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, I love this scene.
Yeah, man. I bet we could pull off a street race like this.
Dude, totally.
Hey, you know this is just a movie, right?
Whoa, what?
You try this in real life, you could kill someone, or even yourself.
Life's not like the movies. Avoid a life-changing consequence and slow down, because this is one disaster you can't outrun. Speeding catches up with you. A message presented by NHTSA.
Save 45% off all wall decor and 35% off on all spring and summer clothing this week at The Cottage in Durand. Join The Cottage for the Crazy Days sidewalk sale this Thursday. You'll receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during The Cottage's Crazy Days sale all this week at The Cottage, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
partly cloudy tonight, to chance of showers and storms, warm and muggy with lows in the low 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high near 90, a few storms. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. The man accused of killing a Dodgeville woman and leaving the state with her body has been officially charged. We get more from Ted Allen.
23-year-old Gavin Thompson of Dodgeville faces counts in Iowa County of first-degree intentional homicide, armed burglary, operating motor vehicle without consent, and hiding a corpse in the death of 67-year-old Dorinda Sedgebrecht. He was arrested last week after he crashed Sedgebrecht's car in Nebraska following a police chase. Dodgeville police expect Thompson to be extradited to Wisconsin within the week.
A pair of crashes in Dane County kills one person and injures several others over the weekend. An SUV headed the wrong way in I-39 into DeForest, struck a compact SUV head-on Sunday night and burst into flames. Then another vehicle ran into the back of an unoccupied DeForest squad car that had its emergency lights going while they were cleaning up the first crash. The drivers of both vehicles have been arrested for OWI. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. One person is dead after a head-on collision on Highway 79 in the town of Sherman Saturday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a pickup truck was traveling southbound on Highway 79 when a southbound car crossed the center line and struck the truck head-on. The driver of the car, a 36-year-old female from Boyceville, was found trapped in the vehicle and deceased. The driver of the pickup was med-flighted to the hospital. That accident remains under investigation. No names have been released. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in the town of Mondovi Sunday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 47-year-old Chow Vang of Bloomington was traveling north on Highway 88 when he failed to negotiate a curve, left the roadway, went into the ditch, and struck a culvert. Vang was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The new state budget does include an increase in funding for special education. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says it was one part of the budget he was happy to see passed.
One thing that I was pleased to see some movement around was the special education piece, and that was one of the big talking points from a number of the education associations throughout the budget process. We were hoping it was going to get to maybe a little bit better than 42 for next year, but the goal was to get it to 42% in 25-26 and then 45% in 26-27.
Nelson says while the increase will help the district, it won't make any significant changes for the school district's budget. A farm whose journey began around the Lincoln presidency is celebrating 150 years of operation. The Wolf family farm started when Peter Stewart settled on the land in 1862 in Chippewa County. Since then, the farm earned its name and generations passed it down to younger generations. Don and Bonnie Wolf own the land today, but his daughter is planning to sell it once she assumes control of the land. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
A Durand man is dead after a single vehicle accident in Springbrook Township Saturday. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, the 36-year-old man was traveling southbound on 960th Street when his vehicle had a mechanical failure, causing him to lose control, enter the ditch, roll, and strike a tree. The vehicle started on fire but was put out by bystanders. The Dunn County Medical Examiner pronounced the man dead at the scene. His name has not been released. The body of a 56-year-old man has been located after an incident on the Mississippi River just north of Lake City Saturday. According to the Goodhue County Sheriff's Department, a 12-year-old female was wading in the water alongside the male on a sandbar near Long Point. The girl and man fell into a deep spot. The girl was seen in distress by a passing boater and safely pulled from the water. The man also went underwater but was not found, and a search was initiated. One person is dead and several others injured after a head-on accident on Highway 12 just east of Fall Creek Saturday. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, when deputies arrived, they found two vehicles blocking both lanes of traffic after the accident. Five were taken to the hospital, where one person died later in the day. The name of the victim has not been released pending notification of family. La Crosse police are searching for a young woman who was reported missing Sunday. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen walking along Front Street South just before 3:30 a.m. She was described as a white female standing 5'4" and weighing 120 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to teach hunter education. Outdoor skills trainer Kayla Sass says instructors are needed for both basic and advanced education courses. Since the creation of the Hunter Education Program in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated hunters in the state, certifying more than 1 million hunters. More information on volunteering can be found at the Wisconsin DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
The Minnesota State Fair has announced 70 new drink options. Some of the new drink options coming include a pineapple upside-down cake slushy, a frozen espresso martini hard seltzer, a Scooby slush, and a caramel corn cream ale brewed by Lift Bridge Brewing Company. The Minnesota State Fair takes place August 21st through September 1st at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Admission for that fair is $20 for adults and $18 for seniors and kids 5 to 12. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you could hear Old Spice Fiji Antiperspirant, what would it sound like?
First, you'd start with Fiji Antiperspirant's amazing scent of palm trees. Add pure notes of fresh coconut and layer on 24/7 odor and sweat protection.
You won't hear any dyes or parabens because with Fiji, you won't have any.
So while your regular antiperspirant sounds like this, Old Spice Fiji sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
Hamlin heads towards lofty goal. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025car giveaway to enter.
After winning Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series clash at Dover Motor Speedway, Denny Hamlin was asked why he doesn't seem to be included in the discussion of who will capture the 2025 championship. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot shared that his goals go beyond a yearly title.
When we get into the final eight, that's what our minimum expectations are every year. Do you not have trouble? That takes you out of being the final four. And I try not to just, we're going to do it this year. If we do, we do. We don't, we don't. I care about wins. And I'm done. I want to be in that top 10 of all-time winners. That will mean more than any other accomplishment I could have.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Pro Savings Day's doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save an additional $120 on a GE 21.9 cubic foot top freezer refrigerator. Plus, members save $70 on a Bosch hammer drill, now only $99. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/23 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Can the M's cool the crew? Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers are the talk of baseball, and for good reason. They've won 10 in a row. They pulled into a tie with the Cubs for the top spot in the National League and trail the Tigers by just a half game for the best record in all of baseball. Coming up tonight, Milwaukee opens up a three-game series at Seattle. Brandon Woodruff will pitch against George Kirby. Game time is set for 8:40. Other games in the Central Division tonight, the Cubs entertain the Royals at Wrigley Field. Cincinnati is at Washington. The Pirates host the Tigers, and it's the Cardinals and the Rockies from Coors Field. The only State of Wisconsin high school player taken in last week's MLB draft is signed on with the New York Mets. Heartland Arrowhead right-hander Peter Cusso was taken in the fourth round. He's begun his career in Port St. Lucie, Florida for rookie ball. And Wisconsin Lutheran alumnus Con Knipple has won the Summer League title game MVP. His Charlotte Hornets won the Summer League title over the weekend over Sacramento. Knipple scoring 21 points in Sunday's championship round. He was the number 4 pick in last month's draft. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is continuing its investigation into a black bear attack in Barron County. The attack occurred on July 12th, and the victim is in stable condition while the search for the bear continues. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week said it was continuing its investigation into a black bear attack that occurred on the afternoon of Saturday, July 12th in Barron County. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while outside her rural residence near the town of Comstock. She was transported to a local hospital and later transferred to another facility where she was recovering and in stable condition last week. Although the investigation is ongoing, preliminary findings, including information from the family, suggest the bear exhibited a sustained series of aggressive behaviors toward the victim. Wildlife Services staff responded to the incident, and upon arrival, they located a cub in a tree, indicating the incident involved a sow and a cub. Wardens and Wildlife Services staff attempted to track the bear with the aid of a trained bear hound dog, but the search was unsuccessful. Initial trapping efforts captured a male black bear, which was promptly released. Efforts to capture the animal involved in the incident are ongoing. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers Slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of showers and storms, warm and muggy with lows in the low 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high near 90, a few storms. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
The heat is on, but it's more the humidity. And if you're from the upper Midwest, you might feel like Iowa, Minnesota humidity that's going on. So how much of a play is this weather and the buildup to this weather forecast weighing in on the trade today? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sam Hudson joins us today. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. And let's kick it off there because I'll tell you, last Friday they were pumping the brakes to say this coolness is gone and the heat is going to build. And humidity-wise, yes, but that's been about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Susan, it is definitely thick out there. I mean, it feels like late summer at that time of year. But as you mentioned, it seems like they're backing off on some of these heat numbers. And with water underfoot on most of these crops, the past month has been pretty sporadic at a minimum of dropping moisture across the Midwest. It doesn't seem like anyone's in an immediate dire need from a drought standpoint. If anything, there's probably some areas that have had too much water, and you're getting into that time of year where disease pressure can start to show its head. So all these little ticky-tack things could start to add up, could continue to curtail some of these huge yield estimates. But I also don't see anything out here that's large enough on its own to get people to start arguing in the other direction.
So it's going to be kind of a layering factor, it sounds like, with these markets as we build towards the August crop report.
It is, and we continue to see old crop demand and a pretty, you know, positive stature. I don't think we're going to expect any cuts there on that side of things. But, you know, within, 45 days here, we're going to be exclusively trading that new crop balance sheet. So pretty soon, everything's just going to melt together. And there again, with condition ratings, we'll see what they say this afternoon, but at 74% good to excellent going into it. If we remain, you know, in this realm, historically still very strong, and that's going to keep the trade relatively confident. So go back in, you know, the last week with some of these pollination issues that have been reported to the tassel wrap, definitely something to keep an eye on. I don't think it's, again, on its own something to be terrified about, but I would say it's real, and it's one of those things you wouldn't want in your own field.
Looking at that and beyond, we got that August 1st looming deadline. Do you see any tariff or lack there of tariff agreements having a factor as well on these or on the grain numbers?
Well, it's possible. I mean, it's definitely not providing a real positive backdrop. You know, probably the biggest thing I'm concerned about, Susan, is less so even about the headline and more just about the business itself. So let's face it. I mean, there's really not, it doesn't feel like there's a lot to gain or lose in an exclusive deal with China on the corn side of things. But when you talk about soybeans, this is the time of year they like to come to the table anyways. And they were a little bit late last year. They're coming late again this year. But those bigger and bigger South American crops, I would say that makes sense. But at some point, they are going to have to do something because they can't put all their eggs in one basket, regardless of what they feel on trade. And so I want to watch that trajectory here over the next 30 to 45 days as we start thinking about harvest. As you mentioned, we're going to get close to this next WASDE report and get another reset from USDA and see if that offers anything as well.
Head over to what we see on the livestock side. The cattle market live is kind of giving feeders a little bit of a boost that they need when they look at the countryside and movement.
Yeah, it gets a little easier for the feeders to do that with the corn futures lower to start the week. You got the feeder cattle index that's still pretty strong, still just trading some really impressive numbers at the sale barn, well above all the major moving averages. So, you know, the only concern here in the short term is a catalyst to, you know, a knee-jerk catalyst to get the funds out of their longs. Because from the cash standpoint, it's still pretty positive. I think the biggest point of interest at this point is to see if beef prices can keep up or continue higher, because we've basically taking these futures markets to, you know, par or premium here in this feeder cattle market. And you can tell that the waters, you know, get a little bit more tepid when you get to those points.
Do you have any concerns, though, with the box beef numbers as they've kind of lacked some of the support in the last couple of trading sessions?
Well, you know, you can get concerned about them not going a lot higher, but, you know, let's play the flip side of that and see if there's an argument to expect them to go a lot lower. And I think that's where we have to bring ourselves back down to earth. You know, from a relativity standpoint, these numbers still kind of make sense with everything that's gone on. Moving forward, we might have a little bit of a better opportunity for herd expansion, especially if you can get a cut in interest rates. But when you're fighting interest rates, a general lack of grass over the last, couple of years or several years out west, in these commodity markets that have been up and down, I mean, I don't know, the cattle guy's got to be licking his chops, I would think, going into harvest here with really cheap feed, more available grass, and prices where they're at.
Do we see the hogs kind of just sitting back right now and pulling back off of last week's trade?
A little bit. I mean, I think the fact that, we've seen this cattle market and the beef market hang in there at least so far near these highs or even into new highs, after that big aggressive break there in the hog market, it's been nice to see a little bit of a rally back here. I want to see how the October handles that 92.5 to 93.5 zone. See a lot of things shaping up to suggest we could see some choppy markets all the way around here for the next couple of weeks until we get in to thinking about this September 1st timeframe.
All right. As we wrap this up, what do you want them to kind of keep an eye out for this week, grain or livestock?
Well, I think the grain news is going to be pretty null and void. Again, I think it would focus on more on those new crop numbers and the sales and the business in general. Obviously, if we get a trade headline, I think you could see a pump in markets. But generally right now, we're just continuing to whittle away the rest of that old crop and get into new crop and continue to talk about these yield expectations. That'll be the next thing to talk about here in this August crop report, because it is survey-based largely, and to see if anyone has a hunch that USDA is going to start making a move this early in the year.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Sam Hudson joining us today. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. A quick reminder that commodity futures options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Monday market wrap-up. on the American Ag Network.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Local markets from Monday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 364, August 367, new crop 362. Cash beans 930, August 935, new crop 936. Big River Resources, Boysville, cash corn 387 and three quarters, August 381 and three quarters, September 379 and three quarters, new crop 372 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 392, August 390, and new crop 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 373, new crop 372. Cash beans 945, and new crop 956. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 369, new crop 372. Cash beans 927, new crop 941. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 385, August 385, September 378, new crop 379, cash and August beans 978, September 953, new crop 953. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 364, new crop 369, cash beans 960, new crop also at 960. At Equity Cattle Markets, beef fed cattle 222 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 219, market cows 125 to 158, bulls 133 to 203, calves 415 to 1510, beef steers 236 to 560, Holstein steers 142 to 420, sheep markets light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 175 and down, goat markets does 180 and down, bucks 210 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. More than 40 ag organizations came together recently to call out the importance of the chief ag negotiator position at the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Dr. Julie Callahan was recently nominated to that position, and she has a long history at the USTR. Ag groups believe she's the right fit for the role. I'll have more when we come back. Recently, Max Armstrong caught up with Tyler Morgan, a crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions covering southern Minnesota.
What kind of weed pressures have you seen there? Water hemp seems to be a public enemy number one in so many areas. Are you seeing some there?
Yeah, we've been having major issues this year with it. Really good growing conditions for the crop. Helps the weeds too. So we've been having a big fight with the water hemp this year, trying to get it under control. And we got to just learn from especially other parts of the country that have dealt with these weeds and be layering a lot of residuals and getting down a strong pre-program ahead of them. And seems to be our best bet so far.
When you're going around the fields with your producers, doing some scouting out there, what else are you seeing?
The main thing now, we've been starting to watch for disease, keeping an eye out for tar spot. We found just a little speckling of a start of it, which is a month earlier than we've ever seen it in this area. So keeping an eye on that and starting to watch for white mold.
Thank you, Max and Tyler. For better agronomy on your acres, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. Many of the largest agricultural organizations recently urged President Donald Trump to swiftly nominate a chief agricultural negotiator at the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Their message was clear. American agriculture needs strong representation during this critical global tariff and trade negotiation phase.
In their letter to President Trump, the ag groups emphasized just how important this role is for farmers nationwide. They highlighted agriculture's heavy reliance on exports, and they noted that a strong negotiator ensures agriculture's priorities are integrated consistently into trade talks from the very beginning, which at the end will strengthen rural economies and benefit the broader U.S. economy. Well, late last week, the ag community warmly welcomed the announcement that Dr. Julie Callahan had been nominated for this important role. Callahan currently serves as the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Agricultural Affairs and Commodity Policy. That's a position she's held since 2020. After nearly a decade at the USTR, she's had experience directly negotiating trade agreements and working extensively on agricultural policy and international markets. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval applauded Callahan's nomination, saying her extensive experience and deep understanding of agriculture will be a benefit at the position. He went on to add, quote, her previous experience in the Foreign Ag Service at USDA and FDA provides important perspective to inform her work to resolve challenging issues on the trade front. Amy France, chair of the National Sorghum Producers, said, quote, her nomination is welcome news for U.S. agriculture, and we look forward to working with her to expand international demand for sorghum and other American commodities. Ag leaders are urging the Senate to act swiftly to confirm Callahan. With challenging trade conditions and reciprocal tariffs looming, farm organizations believe it's imperative to empower Dr. Callahan quickly so that American agriculture can secure favorable agreements, increase demand for high-quality ag products, and navigate this global marketplace effectively. I'll be back with more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
With Dr. Julie Callahan now nominated to the chief ag negotiator position, she joins about 100 other executive branch nominees, all awaiting a full Senate vote on their confirmation. With the ongoing trade war, analysts are hopeful her vote will happen sooner rather than later, but all of them will be dependent on the Senate's voting schedule. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of showers and storms, warm and muggy with lows in the low 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high near 90, a few storms. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I've never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. Must have been the roses and the wine, but maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. Smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Kind of girl that keeps you waiting, waiting around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The Money River Bank, she's the first in and the last down. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday. You thought your plan was parking to figure out where your heart is, so twist it up. Have you spending every weekend and every penny you've been keeping just to figure out what she's thinking when you're thinking it's love? Cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never go.
said a girl named Nancy once tickled his fancy and backed it up with $100 smile. He laughed about that Madame Rue. She was into voodoo, a little weird, but she always drove him wild. He said, I got tongue-tied by a teacher in Tallahassee. I got French fried by a waitress in Idaho. I got waylaid by a widow in Wyoming. He said, women gonna be the death of me. But what a way to go.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin. She talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm got something to sell, you're wasting your time, I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone, you know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking.
still love you. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go turn me on and burn me down. Fiery flame, my lips can only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn. Turn me on and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.